It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The New Mexico Department of Health says that patient enrollment in the state's medical marijuana program has grown to over 72,300. However, New Mexico's largest medical marijuana seller, Ultra Health, says that growth in sales trailed far behind enrollment gains from March 2018 to March of 2019. The company wants the state to increase purchase limits for patients and allow discounts by volume. State limits on medical marijuana production are currently under review. In more news in health on the Tuesday Health Watch, a new study says the more eggs you eat, the more risk for heart disease and premature death. Previous research suggested neither was a problem, but Parkland Hospital cardiologist Dr. Amit Khera told KERA's Sam Baker he thinks people misinterpreted that previous data.
I'll start with the U.S. dietary guidelines. In the 2010 guidelines, they said everyone should consume less than 300 milligrams of dietary cholesterol. In 2015, they said they agree with the Institute of Medicine. We should consume as little dietary cholesterol as possible. They didn't say cholesterol was okay. They didn't say it was a good thing. They just said they didn't have the data to give a number as to how much.
So why are they now making this recommendation?
What's happened is nutritional science is challenging because most of it's observational. You essentially have a questionnaire, say, what did you eat? And then what happened to you? So is it what you ate or the company that it keeps, right? Do people who eat more eggs do other things as well? So that's part of the confusion. I just say also with those guidelines, as you know, people interpreted it, front page of New York Times, eat all the burgers you want. And so I think the way people interpreted that probably led to some confusion.
Eggs are not the only source of cholesterol.
Correct.
So why the focus so much on eggs?
Eggs are kind of a unique entity, and I'll tell you why. When you get your blood checked at your doctor's office, that has to do with saturated fat and cholesterol in your diet. Eggs and shrimp, shellfish, are a little bit unique in that they have a lot of cholesterol, but not a lot of saturated fat. Let me give an example. Eggs have close to 200 milligrams of cholesterol, but only 2 milligrams or less of saturated fat, whereas a burger would have 8 milligrams of saturated fat and maybe 90 or so milligrams of cholesterol. So eggs are unique because they have a lot of cholesterol, but not a lot of saturated fat.
It is something that is good for you, but you need to place some limits on how much you eat.
Right. And let's talk about that. So this is that study essentially that came out. And prior to that, there've been lots of studies and meta-analysis essentially asking the question, when you look at who consumes eggs and how much, does that relate to heart attacks and strokes? And in the past, the data were kind of insufficient. This was a better study. They took 26,000 people. It's one group, US-based cohorts. They kind of merged them together. So it wasn't comparing apples to oranges to pears. It was sort of this same analytic style. And then they looked at how many eggs people consumed, as well as the cholesterol, and then noticed that there was an increased risk of death and cardiovascular events in patients who ate more eggs and cholesterol.
How specific is that study, though, about other lifestyle choices of these people? Were they otherwise active, not active, they had sedentary lifestyles? What?
So first, these are what we call population-based studies. So these are people that didn't have heart attacks and strokes. So were general people sampled in the population, not people who came to a doctor's visit for a certain reason. Then they also, in their analysis, they adjusted for as many lifestyle factors they could think about, exercise, weight, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, here's where it got really interesting. They took the eggs and they said, okay, for every half egg you eat, there's a 6% increased risk in cardiovascular events. Then they went and they said, well, what if we adjust for how much cholesterol you've consumed in that egg? When they did that, the risk of the egg went away. So what they're saying is it actually is the cholesterol, not just the egg, but the cholesterol part of the egg, or is the yolk, which is where we're getting it.
Or it may be it's not so much your consumption of eggs, it's just your consumption of cholesterol in anything, everything you eat.
Correct. And when they try to sort of model how much cholesterol you're getting in the egg itself, then that relationship went away. So they're building a triangle back to the egg again.
So what do you say to your patients?
For most people who don't have heart disease or don't have high cholesterol, eggs in moderation, in my opinion, are okay. One a day or less or so would be fine. I will remind you there are other sources of protein. There's plant sources. There's beans. There's soy. In addition, you could always take out the yolk. You can have the egg whites for the protein. In people of heart disease or high cholesterol, which I see lots of them, and those people were a little bit more focused on egg consumption. And we'll say try to as little as possible or take out the yolk because that will increase their cholesterol and sort of shooting us in the foot as we're using cholesterol medicines and things like that.
isn't red meat or other animal products, let's put it that way, a concern here?
The thing about red meat is you're getting some cholesterol, not as much as the egg, but you're getting a lot of saturated fat. And the saturated fat also raises your blood cholesterol level. So this has been shown, no confusion here, but more saturated fat and the more cholesterol you eat, the higher your cholesterol goes in your blood.
Hasn't the bottom line always been moderation is the best key?
But listen, I do think it has been consistent that the more eggs and cholesterol you eat, the higher your blood cholesterol. So back to moderation, I think, is the key.
Dr. Guerra, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.